guys know Suwannee River?
Sean, excuse me. We have guests.
Guests? Oh, well, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my good friend from the jungle, Ranger Sean.
Good friend, Ranger Sean. Well, this is my good friend from the jungle, the narrator.
Well, thank you.
Say, have you heard this group sing? Man, they are great. Okay, come on, you guys. Way down upon the Suwannee. Together now. Way down upon the... We're not together here.
Sean?
Well, wait. I think they were just getting it.
They're here to help us tell the story of Christmas.
What? Well, it's a good thing. Have you ever tried to get them to sing Suwannee River?
No.
Did you just say the story of Christmas? You know the story of Christmas?
Well, yes, you see, we jungle narrators actually tell many types of stories. Stories about cheetahs, bears, elephants.
And bears.
Yes.
And I bears. Just love those bear stories.
And one of the most important stories is the story of Christmas.
That's one of my favorites. The stockings, the tree, the presents, candy canes. I love that stuff.
Well, Sean, that is part of often how we celebrate Christmas, but it's not really what Christmas is all about.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, it's. I forgot about that, you know, that fat guy and that red-nosed moose thing. You know, everybody knows that. Fa-la-la.
Well,
what does he say again? Isn't it hey, hey, hey?
I believe it's ho, ho, ho.
Nah, I think it's hey, hey, hey.
Okay, whatever. But that's still not what Christmas is all about. This is the time of year where we celebrate the birth of baby Jesus and tell the story of Mary and Joseph in the lowly manger and how they were visited by the wise men and shepherds.
Hold on. That's not how we tell the story of Christmas in the jungle. You forgot all that beginning stuff.
I did. Well, where would you start the story?
Well, see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Whoa. We'll be here all night if you go back that far.
Oh, well, maybe you're right. Well, let's see. Moses came down this mountain carrying these Ten Commandments.
Sean?
No? Huh. Well, maybe. Okay. Let's see, there was Joseph.
There you go.
Maybe there was Joseph and Mary. How's that?
There you go. Here, let me help you out. Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, and there was no room for them in the inn.
Well, there you go again. Russian. You forgot the whole reason they went to Bethlehem.
Huh?
Well, because they had to pay their taxes.
Pay their taxes?
Why?
Well, actually...
Yeah.
What's taxes?
Yeah, what is taxes?
Well, it's kind of like this.
I'm from the government. How much money you got?
A dollar.
Give it to me.
That's pretty much not how it works. But Joseph and Mary were going to... Bethlehem to be counted for the census, decreed by Caesar Augustus. More importantly, they were fulfilling a prophecy from a long time ago.
Well, that was a very busy weekend.
Star above, split the darkness with its light.
Yes, that was a very special night, a night that will be remembered and celebrated for the rest of time and on into eternity.
I'll say...
Of course. When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, I'm not sure Mary and Joseph were as concerned with making history as they were with finding a room for the night.
What is it? What's with all the dinging? Stop with the dinging already. Oh, I got such a headache. Let me guess, you're like a mom?
Well, yes.
What I saw. You and anybody else in this world tonight?
No, just me and my wife.
You think you're the first person to come in here looking for a room tonight? Didn't you see the sign, no vacancy? Didn't you try the near the places that says, Didn't you try any of the places down the road?
They all had signs that said no vacancy.
What? Those signs are bigger than mine? We have no place, no room for you here. No place for you to stay. No place. No showers. Nothing. We have nothing for you. With no reservation.
It was plain to see this was going to be a tough night to get a room in this town.
Move on.
Come on, Joseph.
Just then, the innkeeper's wife entered.
Murray Mort has room 4 and room 6 wants ice, lots of ice. What they're doing with all the ice, I'd like to know. And what's with the dinging? Enough with the dinging already. What's with the dinging?
The sky.
Oh, also room 7's out of those little tiny bars of soap.
Yes, dear.
Murray, find some place for this nice young couple to stay. What are you thinking?
But I...
Can't you see she's going to have a baby?
Yes, dear.
But there really was no room for them in the inn.
Follow me.
The only place the innkeeper had for them to stay was out in the stable.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's where they keep the animals.
What's wrong with that?
Well, a stable is not a very appropriate place for the King of Kings to be born. Yet, no room is no room, and there was no room for them in the inn.
Please.
So Mary and Joseph stayed out in the stable.
Wait, I'm seeing some possibilities here. Say we move this cow over to the left a little.
Oh, you're right. That is much nicer. I hadn't pictured the cow there.
So Joseph and Mary were doing what they could to try and make the best of things.
Oh, honey, what am I thinking? This is no place for you. This is where the animals sleep. And I hope they do that, too.
But even the animals could sense that this was no ordinary event.
Who's this in the house? Who's this in the house?
They are not
cows.
They are not goats.
They are no mice.
They're not the kind this barn allows. Who's this in the house? This stranger's in the house. Who's this in the house? Who's this in the house?
There's humans here to spend the night.
Could we be friendly?
Oh, we might.
It's given us a fright. These strangers in the house. They have no fur upon their toes. They have no hooks and no one knows. They won't eat hay, they do wear clothes. But they might do who knows. Who's this in the house?
Who's there?
Mock, 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 mock.
Perhaps we're making too much fuss.
These days we don't know who to trust.
These strangers could be dangerous.
They don't belong with us. These strangers in the house.
They don't appear to pose a threat.
We wonder if they'd like a pet.
They better not be leaving yet,
or we might get upset. These strangers in the house. Who's this in the house? These strangers in the house.
Mary looked around at the animals and then smiled.
Joseph, it's okay. Besides, when this little king comes into the world, this stable will be more beautiful than any other place could ever be.
Stable with animals and hay, though no kingly palace will be his.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in a field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
You know, we sit out here watching over flocks every night while the sheep get plenty of sleep.
Go figure. Have you ever wondered how many days it would take to walk this herd of sheep around the world in a straight line backwards?
Not backwards, no.
97 years, 6 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, 4 hours, 32 seconds.
Is that good weather or bad?
Good.
Oh, good. Well, of course. That's the easy one.
Fear not.
Ah!
I said, fear not.
Ah!
What part of fear not are you not understanding? Never mind. Listen up. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Ah!
Quiet down, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
David, to the king is born. This day in the town of David, to you the king is born. And he is your Messiah, his name is Christ the Lord. This day in the town of David, David the king is born.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
All right, think. What should we bring the king for his birthday?
Oh.
I've got the perfect gift. I'm bringing myrrh. Very good. Whoever... I, too, have the perfect gift. I'm bringing gold.
Excellent. Such a wise choice.
Now, Binky, what are you bringing?
I don't know. I was thinking a tie?
A tie?
A toaster?
How do we know you're really a wise man?
Soap on a rope?
Can you even spell wise man?
Oh, I know. I got it. Frankincense.
That's more like it.
Now there's a gift for a king.
Indeed, you are a wise man.
Although, so far the rope isn't bad.
You're new at this, aren't you? Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. How do we get there?
I thought you had a map.
Oh, I thought you had a map.
Well, that's just great. Some wise men we are.
Look!
Just then, one of the wise men pointed to a bright star that seemed to light up the whole sky.
Hmm? Oh, that's quite a star, Binky. Now, where are we going to get a map at this time of night?
I think we should go this way, guys.
What are you talking about? Why?
Because look!
Binky, enough with the star. We've seen the star, all right?
No way. I think he has a point. I bet that star will lead us to
a map!
Exactly!
Okay, let's go.
Indeed, the wise men were onto something. And while they followed the star, they thought about the wonderful newborn king and the gifts they were bringing to him.
Traveling from nation unto nation, following the path beyond their star. One day we will reach our destination.
It'd go more quickly if we had a car.
Track us through the scorching desert, where Rogers make us disbelieve our eyes.
And the sun beats down so hard,
and it makes your head hurt. It makes you wonder why they call us wise. We are the wise men. As we travel across the deserts and we sing.
I'm Jasper.
I'm Melchior.
I'm Mickey. The wise men bearing presents for the king.
The gift I bring is valuable indeed. It's shiny and it's heavy and it's yellow. And it comes in handy when are in need. With it you can purchase a new camel, get every pair of shoes you own resold. Some people even use it as enamel. The gift of which I speak, of course, is gold. And myrrh and frankincense so fine. I'm sure he'll look upon our gifts with favor. The one you like best of all is mine. We are the three wise men. As we travel across the desert and we sing.
I'm Gaspar.
I'm Melchior. I'm
Binky. Three wise men bearing presents for the king. Three wise men bearing presents for the king.
So the wise men and shepherds set out to find the baby Jesus. So the wise men and the shepherds set out to find the baby Jesus.
Ah! Guys, can we stop yelling? My throat is killing me, and we haven't seen an angel in over 2 nights. And still, the slightest little thing and... Ah! See what I mean?
You're right. But how about those angels?
Ah!
I was sore afraid.
You know, by my calculations, the number of days in the year divided by the approximate speed we are traveling, well, the bottom line is, it will take us a while to get there.
Is that good weather or bad?
Good.
Oh, good. Well, of course.
Guys, please, you think we ought to bring something? Think other people are going to bring gifts, too? Maybe we should stop and get something.
What do you think?
A tie?
A tie?
Not bad. Wait a minute. What are we thinking? We have to get to the city of David, and the angel said nothing about having time to stop for any gifts.
The angel?
Yeah.
Scared though they may have been, the shepherds pressed on, for it was all they could do to contain the excitement within themselves. They were going to see the king. So the shepherds walked on, but the wise men were stopped in Jerusalem because King Herod wanted to find out about the coming Messiah.
Gentlemen, let's go over this one more time. You were following what?
Yonder star, Highness.
A star. And you were bringing gifts for this king, I presume?
Yes, Your Greatness.
I notice you didn't bring me any gifts.
Sire?
Gifts for the king! Does the name King Herod mean nothing to you?
King?
King Herod?
King?
King!
I knew a Kevin Herod once.
We'll let it go for now. Kevin Herod? What sort of things are you bringing for this child, this king?
Gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
Frankincense? Why, as one king to another, I can tell you this king would love frankincense. For the child, have you considered a tie?
A tie?
I was just checking to see if you were a real wise man.
I thought of a tie.
Well, yeah, but then he thought of frankincense. Not 2 seconds passed, my liege.
Gentlemen, I want you to continue following this star and find this child, this king. And when you do, send your star back for me so that I too may come and worship him.
Yes, Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Kevin?
And with that, the wise men were on their way once again following yonder star. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Shortly thereafter, they heard a knock at the stable door.
Can I help you?
Yes. My friends and I, we are wise men, and we are following the path of yonder star, and it seems to be shining directly over this spot.
Why, yes, of course.
You know?
Yes.
The map!
Huh?
Soon the wise men realized they were in the birthplace of the King of Kings, and they presented him with their gifts.
Gold.
Frankincense.
And myrrh.
Joseph and Mary smiled.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're most kind.
Which reminded the shepherds that they too had brought a gift.
A tie!
A tie? A tie?
The wise men looked up.
A tie?
So you've been staying here in this stable with the animals?
There was no room in the inn.
It was a shepherd's gift.
Not bad.
Thank you,
said the wise man. What? Said the wise man. The gifts were all wonderful, but everyone agreed that the greatest gift was the one God gave to all mankind, the baby Jesus.
Christmas, Nar.
Oh, thank you, Sean. You shouldn't have.
Oh, well, then I guess I'll take it back. It was just kind of in the giving mood and all.
Yeah. No, Sean, it's just a figure of speech.
Great. Well, here.
Thank you.
You'll never guess what it is.
A tie.
You narrators, I tell you, you gotta get up pretty early in the morning.
Well, Sean, that's pretty much the way it happened. That's what Christmas is really all about. What do you think?
Oh, I love this story. But I still say you left out way too much. See, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Sean.
And the earth, well, it was without form and void. And the darkness was upon all of the deep. Am I leaving anything out?
Nope.
And I'm going to tell you, this was light. This was real light. Yeah. And we're not talking about any little wimpy 25 or 40 watt bulb. This was light.